This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. When and how people will emerge from stay-at-home orders, as well as the restarting of businesses around the world, is a huge question facing governments. The European Union's Executive Commission has published a 16-page roadmap plotting a united course out of the crisis. This comes as the world plunges into unprecedented lockdowns. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 has killed over 138,000 people. Italy, Spain, and France have more than 55,000 virus-linked deaths between them, that according to Johns Hopkins University as well. German Chancellor Angela Merkel plans to allow some schools to reopen beginning May 4th, following similar plans in other European countries. She says some shops should reopen next week. U.S. President Donald Trump is among those who have been most vocal in pushing to restart the country's economy. He is expected to announce new guidelines later on Thursday. Health officials warn dropping restrictions in early May would be too soon. The United States is now the worst hit country with more than 640,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases as of Thursday, out of more than 2 million infected people worldwide. President Trump is citing the coronavirus outbreak as he threatens unprecedented action, adjourning both houses of Congress to entice the Senate to approve more of his nominees. In recent years, Congress has refused to fully adjourn during most breaks, precisely to prevent various presidents from making recess appointments. It's a process lawmakers also employed to thwart President Barack Obama's nominees. This is VOA News.